Monday is Memorial Day. A lot of people confuse the meaning of Memorial Day with Veterans Day. Veterans Day is when we honor all who have served in our military. Memorial Day is when we pay tribute to those who died in battle or passed away after their service. Day was originally called Decoration Day. It was designed to honor the military lives lost during the Civil War. General John A. Logan, commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, made the day official in 1868. After World War I, the honors that came with Decoration Day then included all who had died in military service. Decoration Day officially became Memorial Day via federal law in 1967, and then Memorial Day became a federal holiday in 1971. When we look at the lives and acts of the men and women of our military, we find so much of God's Word, not just within them, but flowing through them. Service, that's certainly one of the qualities that lives within those in the military. It's not simply service as a response. They served with a sense of obedience and dedication. A sense of service, that's not possessed by everyone. It's a service that reflects the words of Paul found in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. Bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and sincerity of heart as to Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men. It's safe to say that those who have served in our military are humble heroes. When you read their stories, you hear people talk about them, you learn that what we call heroics, they simply saw as their duty. Luke chapter 17, verse 10 reflects this truth. So likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants, we have done what was our duty to do. When you read about or you watch a film about a historic war battle, I hope you're inspired to think about the number of times on a daily basis someone in the military had to endure. Think about this. Imagine starting every day knowing another tough and dangerous day has arrived. Strength to push forward comes to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12, and we labor working with our hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we endure. That endurance contains its own characteristics that those who serve in the military certainly possess. Courage, that's obviously one of them. How can you find courage when all you see is danger and risk? It's God's own words in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 that instructs us. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The foundation of that courage exists in faith, a faith which understands that no matter the outcome, when we follow God's word, our souls will always be at peace. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19. Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful Creator. There's a reason why these men and women who have served and made the ultimate sacrifice did it by always moving forward. They knew that God knows them, absolutely knows them, who they were, who they could be, what they could do. As God declares in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. Now, let me turn the focus onto you. What are your obligations on this Memorial Day? How do you recognize and honor the sacrifices of those who now rest in veterans' cemeteries across our nation? Now, it's not by shopping at Walmart or seeing how many burgers and dogs you can get going on the grill at one time. If there's a Memorial Day ceremony, like the one we talked about earlier, that's near you, attend it. Join with others in prayer for those who are at rest there. Not only are you recognizing their service, you're giving comfort to the family members who are often at these services. If that's not an option for you, then in your prayers, thank God for sending these heroes to us and for how he has brought their souls into his eternal paradise after Satan struck down their bodies. The men and women who have served and lost their lives in our military are not suckers and losers. What was in it for them? The assurance of how what they did gave protection and preservation to the freedoms and liberty which, as Thomas Jefferson so accurately confirmed in the Declaration of Independence, are God's greatest gifts to us and for us all. For those who have served and lost their lives, your sacrifice was not in vain. May your peace and the peace of all who love you be forever.